10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday, 4 until 5 p.m. Support for WYXR comes from House in the Mid-South and the Good Life DJs, presenting the first annual Labor Day picnic at Overton Park on Sunday, August 31st, featuring special guests Larry Mr. Fingers Heard, Brian Hamilton, Selector Jack, and more. For information on being a vendor, you can call 901-654-7632. Underneath us right now, Kennelmas from their Folkstone Prism LP with I Don't Know. And coming up next on the MGM label, Bob Summers with When I'm Dead and Gone off of the album of the same title. Thanks to Andrew McCullough for hipping me to this cool record. Stay tuned here for more good music. WYXR 91.7 Memphis, we're raised by sound.
Thank you. Don't say you don't play, 'cause baby, and I know you play.
Yes, you play, yeah, yeah.
Don't say you don't play, 'cause you play, and I know you play.
Oh, yes, you play, yeah, yeah.
You were playing when I met your girl, now I'm gonna leave you that way.
I'm gonna leave you that way.
Now, who she got? What was that I seen on the ashtray? I came home the other day. I smoked cigarettes all the time. I know that cigar butt was mine. Don't say you don't play, 'cause you play, and I know you play.
Yes, you play, yeah, yeah.
You were playing when I met your girl, now I'm gonna leave you that way.
I'm gonna leave you that way.
Now when you look and see me looking, what did you do? You ran and grabbed a cigar like it belonged to you. You took two draws and laid it back down, and I could tell you what was coming by the way you found. No, don't you say you don't play, 'cause you play, and I know you play.
Yes, you play, yeah, yeah.
Well, you were playing when I met your girl, now I'm gonna leave you that way.
I'm gonna leave you that way.
I said I one day to smoke a cigarette. I took three drags and read way back. Now I was really living, anyone could tell. But all of a sudden, I got that smell. When I looked down at my ashtray, that lady same kind of cigar was there the other day. So don't you say you don't play, 'cause you play, and I know you play.
Yes, you play, yeah, yeah.
'Cause you were playing, and when I met your girl, now I'm gonna leave you that way.
I'm gonna leave you that way.
Been a tall harvest that he turned us all on to. But my lips are sealed by history and my tale I cannot tell. My name is a Jude Iscariot and my home address is hell. My home address is hell. So baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. It was 2 hours gone midnight when he called me to his side. He said, hey Jude, I need you, boy, I need you to take a ride. You have to tell those guys downtown that my time is long overdue. Wait a minute, Jude, don't stick around, 'cause nobody's gonna dig you. Baby, nobody's gonna love you. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve me when I'm here. Don't you grieve me when I'm gone. Now you got all the silver and no forgiveness in your hearts. And I got 20 feet of rope to end just where your guessing game starts. I've got endless books to write you, but my tale I cannot tell. 'Cause the only way you'll ever hear me is if you're living in the same hell. If you're living in the same hell. If you're living in the same hell. So baby, don't you grieve after me. No, no, no. Grieve after me. Then don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. Baby, don't you grieve after me.
Thank you. a ticket for an aeroplane, dear. Ain't got time to take a fast train. All lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Don't care how much money I gotta spend, dear.
Yes, they do now. Lord, but if it takes me all night. This is called 6 Months in Brooklyn. And just like Marilyn Monroe in The Misfits, I see her on the steps of the Brooklyn Divorce Court. So she says to me, "How'd you meet this guy?" And I says to her in the corridor. And she says to me, "What, the corridor of your building?" And I says to her, "Yeah, he was walking up the stairs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday." And he says to me, "Didn't I see you in the Pottery Barn at lunchtime?" And I says to him, "Yeah." And he says to me, "Did you buy that Sterling Hayden cup?" So I says to him, "How did you know I saw that cup in the long goodbye?" Then he kind of smiles and he says to me, "So what are you doing home at 3 o'clock? And I says to him, "I took the afternoon off to watch my darling Clementine on the 3:30 movie." Then he says to me, "Guess what I'm doing home at 3 o'clock? And I says, "Because they're showing my darling Clementine on the 3:30 movie." So he says to me, "What are you doing for dinner?" And I says to him, "I do this thing with vermicelli and ricotta and leftover chicken." So we watched the movie, ate dinner, got stoned, got laid, got married, and got divorced.
Sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday, 4 until 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate having you. In that last set, we heard from Kittlemus with I Don't Know. Before that, or that actually, that was the first song of the set. After that, Bob Summers with When I'm Dead and Gone. Percy Mayfield with Yes, You'll Pay. Roy Harper with Don't You Grieve. Fear Itself doing The Letter. Esther Phillips after that with Till My Back Don't Have No Bone. Charlotte Carter from, let's see, what was that album? That came off of a compilation of poetry called The Dial of Poem Poets, Sugar, Alcohol, and Meat. And let's see, after that we heard from William Devon with Be Thankful for What You Got. Underneath us right now, Raymond Scott with Tempo Block off of his Songs for Young Babies. Coming up next on Cotillion, Fairport Convention from their first LP, which has lots of covers on it. And this one I'm going to play is a Joni Mitchell cover, I Don't Know Where I Stand, which I think predates the actual Joni Mitchell version. I don't know how they got a hold of that demo, but somehow they wound up working it up for their first album, and it's pretty great. Keep it tuned right here, WYXR 91.7 Memphis. We're raised by sound. Well, I'll have your attention also from the Memphis Grizzlies. What does a great mentor look like? Someone who shows up, listens, and is consistent. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect mentor to a young person to learn how you can make a difference. And join the mentoring movement. Visit grizzliesfoundation.org.
An old familiar feeling has its grip on me. It's not one of my better days, and I'm feeling weak. And I had breakfast in a cold restaurant. Coffee and eggs is all that I'd want. I saw one or two people I know. I wasn't friendly, I liked being alone. Don't have much to offer, I know. All I really own is my soul, and all I can say that is mine are these songs I sing about my life. And if I bring them to you, lady, all I'd want is love in return. How can you refuse me? I know that much, at least I've earned. I brought my clothes in to be cleaned. I was distracted and I had a dream. someday I would change this life, see the world and write a book and make her my wife. But maybe later I will write a poem about how I love her and can't let go. Or maybe I will go home alone, go to bed early and catch the dawn. Last month I was healthy, today I'm run down. Last night I was a king, tonight I'm found. And fire in the morning, rain cloudy day. I know the wind is blowing, but I don't know which way. Thank you.
Glass Mirror Company.
Oh, yeah, hi there. I got a mirror down there the other day, I guess from a salesman. Is there somebody out on the floor there that I could talk to about it?
Oh, that's probably my daddy then. Okay, hang on just a minute then.
Okay.
Can I help you? No, I didn't sell it to you, but one of the men must have sold it to you.
I came in the other day and I bought a rectangular door mirror.
Uh-huh.
I put it in my hall, right when you come in the front door, to the left of the closet. This morning when I got up to leave the house and I stood in front of the mirror and I was straightening my tie and checking my hair, and suddenly I realized that the reflection I was seeing in the mirror was not me, it was somebody else.
Uh-huh. Well,
the image was very clear, it just wasn't my image.
Yeah. Well, whose image was it?
I haven't the faintest idea. You know, I've just moved down here to Arkansas, and I thought, well, maybe this is some kind of Arkansas mirror or something like that.
No, you mean you looked at yourself in the mirror and you didn't see yourself?
Yeah, right.
Something wrong. When I look in a mirror, I just see one guy, and that's me.
I'm kind of a guy who's into meditation, Tibetan Buddhist meditation, and I was meditating for about an hour before I went over and stood in front of the mirror to straighten my necktie.
Anytime you look in a mirror and you don't see yourself, you need a doctor.
I am a doctor.
You are?
And I'm looking for the meaning of life. You know, I thought maybe I've shed my ego, I've shed my appearance and everything like that. I'm seeing myself for the first time as I really am.
Well, it might be.
How do you look?
I'm gray-headed.
This is weird. You know that you are the image I saw in the mirror?
I mean, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. Keep cool. Stay cool, you know.
Where were you? I called out in the night and you didn't answer. Where were you? I called for you and you weren't there. That's what you said, girl, when you finally found me. I had drifted off again into another mood of blue. Sometimes I don't seem to do things so very soundly, and I can't understand how I hurt you the way I do. Where was I? You called out in the night and I didn't answer. Where was I? You called for me, I wasn't there. I don't know what comes over me to let you down this way now. Just a feeling deep inside, and I can't control what's in my head. Yet you always love and understand in every way now. I might do a little better to remember the night you said. Where were you? I called out. This is what he said.
heard you turn to gold. I never felt a Mary.
Forgetting. Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way, now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe finally spit the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind, now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another side? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm here, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper inside, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. Do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I'll be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
Oh,
KXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Big G with Strange Mysterious Sounds here every Wednesday 4 until 5 p.m. MacMan coming right up with a great drive time show for you. Thanks to Robbie and Winston for another great song on the radio. Let's see, what all did we hear in that last set? Fairport Convention with Don't Know Where I Stand. Letha Rodman Melchior with a track from her album. Let's see what was the name of that album. It is called Shimmering Ghosts. And after that was David Blue with Fire in the Morning, Nanette Workman with Save Me, Mal Sharp doing his Arkansas Mirror phone call, Dick Campbell after that with Where Were You. We also heard from John Lee Hooker with Mr. Lucky, Charlie Rich with So Long, Nico with Fairest of the Seasons, and Rocky Erickson there rounding it out with Mind, Mind, Mind. The Electrosonics underneath us right now, Song of the Second Moon. About to get out of here. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. Oh, I should say also before I get out, support for WYXR, including our 2025 Dowd Awards, came from Iris Etc. Catering. Chef Kelly English offers flavors from his childhood in Southern Louisiana, catering weddings, private events, corporate luncheons, and more. More information can be found at irisetc.com. Keep it tuned right here, WYXR 91.7 Memphis, we're raised by sound.